It's the E-commerce Master Plan Podcast, here to help you grow your e-commerce business faster and more efficiently by cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and guidance from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello, Master Plan World. Welcome to our latest podcast. It is, as it always is, an absolute pleasure to have you listening. I'm Chloe Thomas, creator of the E-commerce Master Plan, best-selling author, speaker, and consultant, and I focus on e-commerce business strategy and marketing. And today, I've got a lovely bonus interview for you. So all of you who are going, why has she just popped up on iTunes? It's not Monday. Well, that's why, because we've got a special bonus. And today's special guest is Ryan Langford, who's the CEO of Ultimate Bundles. Ultimate Bundles is a really different type of e-commerce business to those that we normally feature, because rather than focusing on selling products day in, day out, Ryan and his team put all of their effort into one-off sales events. During each of these, which only run for a limited period of time, they sell just one single product, which is a bundle of different resources. We'll talk more about that later. And in the last 3 years, they've run 20 of these, yes, just 20 of them, and sold over 160,000 bundles. How cool is that? So trust me, although this is a very different type of business, there's going to be lots of great ideas here to help you push your business forwards. Before I get around to introducing Ryan, though, I want to tell you a little bit more about Ultimate Bundles and let you know why we're putting Ryan's interview out as a bonus. Well, that's because right now and until Monday, August the 8th, 2016, so if you're listening after that, I'm sorry you've missed out. You've got to subscribe and then you won't next time. Well, one of Ryan's events is live. It's the Ultimate Startup Bundle. And I'm really excited to be able to tell you that my books are in there. Yeah, all four of them. So if you haven't got them yet, this is your opportunity. There's over 50 great business books in there and some great software too, and some courses. And it's all designed to help you launch and grow your business, all for just $97. That's about 60 quid in UK money. You can find out more about that and the link to buy the bundle at ecommercemasterplan.com/bundle. But now let's get on with the interview and find out what's going on in Ryan's business. So hello, Ryan.
Hey, Chloe, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Really excited to have you on. I've just given the listeners a very quick and brief, it has to be said, overview of all the stuff you've got going on at Ultimate Bundles. So how did you get started off in e-commerce?
Oh, man. You know, we actually started I heard this quote, I think it was yesterday, and I think it was a Seth Godin quote. It said something like, every good idea comes from a bad idea. You just have to have enough bad ideas to get to the good ones, or something like that.
Oh, so true.
And so this was just another bad idea that turned out to not be all that bad. In 2012, my wife was writing at and running a site called keeperofthehome.org. And she had this idea to do a bundle of resources for people that were interested in healthy living. And that was the topic of her site. And so we talked about it. I had a couple of ideas of how to tweak it and added a couple of things in. And, you know, we expected it to kind of sell, a few copies, maybe 1,000 copies or something. And it'd be a fun little project and then it would be over. Well, to our surprise, it actually sold. I'm trying to remember now. I hope I'm not misspeaking, but it was somewhere around 8,000 to 9,000 bundles. And it was our first launch ever. It was, I think it was close to somewhere between $250,000 to $300,000 launch. And we didn't even know what a launch was. It was like a total accident, you know? And so, so that was really the starting place. After that, we said, hey, there might be something here. We should do it again.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, I'm just going to go out in the garden and dig for some potatoes. And, well, hey, I found an oil well.
Yeah, exactly right.
So how then did you get from that, which was a healthy living bundle, to now you're doing a startup bundle? That's quite a leap.
Yeah. I guess there's a couple of things. The first thing is that we always knew that if it worked in one niche, do you say niche or niche in the UK?
We say niche in the UK.
Oh, wonderful. God bless you. In America, everybody says niche.
I should just point out for our UK listeners who, like me, can't tell the difference between Canadians and Americans. Ryan's a Canadian, which is why he says niche the correct way.
That's right. So we figured if it works really well in one niche, the fundamentals of the idea, which were to bring an immense amount of value for a low price to people who are interested in a specific topic, should work in other niches. And so that's the first thing. The second thing is more personal, and we may or may not talk about this later. And my personal life mission statement is to multiply successful entrepreneurs. And so I'm particularly passionate about this topic because we get to do that with the customers that purchase the bundle, but as well through our partners. And so it's a very this was a bundle that was 2 years in the making, something that we wanted to do for a long time, and managed to find somebody who had a lot of awesome connections, who Chloe, you've connected with, Tom, and Tom Marquez, and just the timing was right and everything. So we made the transition to planning for this one.
It's mad, isn't it, sometimes that the one that's most close to your heart takes the longest to actually realize, because it's so precious to you. You've just got to get it right.
Yeah, I've actually told my team, and I hope this doesn't get out. I guess I'm seeing this on a podcast. But this is, for me, the most important bundle that we're doing this year at a personal level, simply because of the impact that it can have in the lives of entrepreneurs and folks who want to be entrepreneurs.
Because most of your bundles have been kind of on the home hobby side of things, haven't they, in the past, rather than the business angle.
Absolutely, yeah.
So it's going to be an exciting, well, this is going out. This is going to go out on about day two of the bundle window. we're both going to be eagerly watching the stats to see what's happening.
So, absolutely.
So where you're obviously, you're in Canada and you're selling globally, as I think everyone's probably already worked out.
Yes.
And the product itself is simply a bundle of electronic resources at its simplest.
Yes, that's right. At its simplest, ebooks, e-courses, all information about, in this case, about primarily about business startup, but there's a lot of stuff for experienced entrepreneurs as well. In some of our bundles, we actually do physical products as well, which are as bonuses when and where it's relevant. For healthy living, for example, we'll work with partners to send out like starter cultures and things like that.
Oh, wow. But so there can be a physical element to it sometimes then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. When it makes sense, like when it's something that's like for healthy living, which is one of our flagship products, you know, a lot of people are doing stuff with food. So it really makes sense to include food partners that we really like and that our audience is brought to our attention as what we call bonus partners.
Yeah, of course, because it's quite hard to do food virtually, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Fundamentally. Okay, cool. So what's the platform you're selling on? Are you on a traditional e-commerce platform, or have you got something a bit more bespoke?
That's a British word, bespoke. I like that. I would call it a combination. We're at the core, we use Infusionsoft. I hope we don't get kicked off of Infusionsoft for this. I don't find their e-commerce. I don't like their e-commerce side of things.
Yep, I'm with you on that one.
Okay. So we have a lot of custom coded stuff that just speaks through an API to the Infusionsoft platform. So we primarily use Infusionsoft for, generating like for our campaigns and for product delivery and stuff like that. We are processing through Infusionsoft, but it's all through API. We use actually PayPal as our credit card processor.
Cool. Yeah, I have Infusionsoft too, and I've now abandoned the e-commerce section and I'm using ClickFunnels instead, which I think is in the bundle, isn't it? ClickFunnels
trial? Absolutely in the bundle. Yeah, we
look how slick I am at getting things in there. Quality software, though, to be fair. Otherwise, I wouldn't mention it. You mentioned you've got the team going on there. So what does your team look like? How many of you are there?
You know, I should have counted before we chatted. We've got somewhere between 12 and 15 people on the team, probably 12, 13. you know, a lot of folks that are various levels of part-time probably amounts to about 6 or 7 full-time positions when it's all, if we're all compressed. And we're kind of, we kind of operate, even though most of the team are technically contractors, and that has to do largely with the fact that we're Canadian and most of the people we hire are outside of Canada. We tend to operate as very much as like a cohesive team. It's not like bringing somebody in for, you know, hey, we need some graphics made, and then we might use someone else next time. Our team is, you know, consistent from bundle to bundle. In fact, we're always working on multiple projects. So there really are, we act as if we're all, you know, core employees of Ultimate Bundles.
But bringing in the right expertise to the right point in each project.
Exactly. Yeah.
Cool. And you do everything in-house?
Yes, we do. Well, actually, that's not entirely true. Most of the stuff is done through our core team. There are some things that we will import from time to time. Our videos, we've tried a bunch of different folks, and hadn't until possibly this time. We love the guy we use this time. Found a guy that was kind of in the right location and could do the right kind of things. So that usually is on a project basis. Almost everything else, maybe even everything else, is all in-house.
I like what you're saying there about the video guy. It's like, we've tested, and we think we've now found the guy who's going to be allowed into the team. It's like, it's the way I think lots of businesses are running these days, is you're kind of going, right, I need that done. No, I didn't like that person that much. I didn't like their approach that much. Right, let's try this one. And there's the opportunity with this global economy we now exist in, global knowledge economy we exist in, to find the right person.
Oh, yeah. It's a lovely time to do business.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ryan, I want to really get into the mechanics of how a bundle works now.
Okay.
Because I think that's probably what people are struggling with out there, possibly struggling with, because we haven't really got into it. So do you want to tell us about how it transpires from the consumer's point of view, first of all? So what does the end customer see? When do they become aware of the bundle, and what do they hear?
Okay, great question. So one of the things that we do, I think it's probably different from most e-commerce folks, but is that we market our bundles, it's not exclusively, but it's almost exclusively through our partners. So we have through our like affiliates, contributors to the bundles. We have at the moment somewhere close to 3,000. I don't think we've quite hit 3,000, 2,900 or something, partners that we use to promote each bundle. And so that's usually the first place where our customers are going to hear about it. Often it's from somebody. In fact, most of the time it's through somebody who's actually in the bundle and who's, you know, got an awesome product that their audience really loves. That's in the bundle. So that often is the first place. Then I go to our sales page, which is really targeted to our ideal customer. The language is really, you know, what we've identified that they care about. So they'll get a sales page, which will have, you know, the reasons why they should consider buying the bundle and all of the resources in the bundle. Typically, we'll have somewhere between 60 and 100 resources on a specific topic. So they'll see that. They'll also see that every bundle is only available for actually less than 6 days. It's about 5.5 days. And so they'll see when they come, a timer that is set to expire at the end of the sales period. And of course, the closer it gets to the end of the sale, the more urgency that there is to pick up the bundle before it goes away forever.
I just want to clarify a couple of things in there and then expand on something. So that what I want to just clarify is, when Ryan said that the marketing's done by the partners, he literally means people like me whose products, so the contributors to the bundle, do the marketing for them, which I think is really genius, and is why we're recording this podcast for all of you, quite frankly. But then they've also got a lot of affiliates. And are those affiliates, Ryan, are they people who've promoted previous bundles through being contributors and then stuck around, or
yeah there's We've had, I would say we've probably had somewhere in the neighborhood of probably 800 to 1,000 actual contributors in the past 3 years. And so certainly a number of those will say, hey, this bundle seems like a really good fit for my audience. They tend to sell really well because they're frankly incredible value. You know, in this case, the startup bundle is worth, excluding bonuses, over $2,000. I think we're even closer to $2,300, $2,400, something like that. Not even including bonuses, which puts it well over $3,000. And so, so that can be, you know, that can be compelling reason for the buy-in for past partners to promote. There's also a lot of people that are just in specific niches that say, I want to know when these become available so that I can mention them to my audience. And you know, we have some folks that have very small audiences, and in many of those cases, small but very loyal fans. Mm-hmm. And other people that have million. Some partners that have like email lists of over a million and Facebook fans, 1 million, 2 million plus. So there's quite a variety between the stats of the partners.
Cool. And now I want to talk about the product pages, because okay. it's a huge amount of information to try and get across in one product page. And obviously, that you've got some pretty outstanding conversion rates. I'm guessing you've done an awful lot of work on the conversion rate optimization side of things, CRO side.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We've done tons every time.
Do you do that? Are you testing and optimizing and changing and rolling out during a launch? Or is it kind of right, this launch, here's what we're going to test. We'll let it roll for the 5.5 days and we analyze afterwards? Or do you change as you go through the week?
Oh, we definitely change as we go through. I mean, one of the challenges that we have, perhaps somebody who's selling constantly, is that we only have a few days to get it right. In fact, mm-hmm. we don't want a day to go by with not getting it right, because we have a lot of traffic. We want to serve our partners really well. Obviously, the higher the conversions, the better we're serving them. And so we're definitely optimizing from the moment we open up the cart and start getting traffic. We use a visual web optimizer. I don't know if you're familiar with them, VWO.com, I believe. Mm-hmm. We use them to do tons of split testing. And so what we do is we have hypothesis. We test them during the sale. Usually we'll let something last for about a day or two, which is less than ideal for testing, but we can't let something last for a week.
Yeah.
Because it's done. So we basically call it early. And we tend to get a ton of traffic. Like during a 1 week event, we might have as many as 300,000, 400,000 visitors, which is not, a lot compared to some people, but for a site that usually gets no traffic, to go from that to having, or not no traffic, but it's not a blog. We're not putting out regular content on the site. Aside from these things, to go to 300,000 in a 6 day period is a lot. And so we'll basically, after a day, we'll say, okay, the stats are favoring this particular change, and we'll change it. And then we record those and look for patterns. So actually on our team, we have a what we call the conversion supergroup. And there's four of us that meet once a month. And all we do is talk about conversions and how we can increase them. We look at the stats that we've gathered from each event, and we look at all of the stats actually from all of the past events, and we look for patterns and say, okay, what are we going to implement this time?
I like that. So you've kind of got the live stuff going on. You're tweaking during each bundle, but then you're also dedicating that time for the four of you to get together when there's kind of clean airspace and go, let's look at the bigger picture. What are we doing and how's it working? That's exactly. Awesome.
So we're trying to go for best practices, right? What are the things that we can implement time after time that we know are going to produce the same results, regardless of the copy, like regardless of whether we got the wording quite right, or if our, our buttons are green or red or whatever, so that we can, hopefully the idea is that we start each event more successful than the last one.
At that, I think that's one of the really interesting things about your business model, that you have these focused time slots where you're selling, is there is that time to be very cut and dry about, right, there was bundle number one this year did this, then we've got 2 weeks before bundle number two, so we can analyze, work it out, improve it, go again. Which right. It's still easy to do that in a business that's running 24/7, because you go, right, Q1 or month one, and you've got to be that little bit more disciplined to set right. time apart. Whereas you guys have got it a little bit easy on that front, because it's like, well, we're live and we're not live. So, which seems to work quite nicely to me. I have a question about the marketing then, because if you're not live up there and getting traffic all the time, you've already said that your marketing is heavily based on those partner relationships, the contributors and the affiliates. But I'm guessing the nature of the business model means some marketing methods are just not worth considering.
Yeah, a lot. I mean, we really focus on, by far the most important for us is our partners. And that actually really comes down to, again, I mentioned my life's mission of multiplying successful entrepreneurs. We see that as being able to do that with our partners as well. So we want to help who I consider the new, like the new frontiersmen, the or frontierswoman, people who are like on the verge of this new digital era. And a lot of them are just creating really awesome product for free and hoping that the world rewards them. And we like being part of that rewarding process. So that's one of the big reasons we focus on working with partners. But there's a lot of, I'm trying to think of marketing ideas that we've shut down.
My assumption would be that because of the nature of the beast, and you know, the fact that one time it's households, one time it's crafts, another time it's startup, that you don't do a great deal on the SEO front and the content marketing front.
Right, absolutely not. We definitely don't do that. We've done a number of times. We've done Jeff Walker's launch, so we'll do a pre-launch, and we've had, you know, it's had sort of varying success. We'll tend to get a good number of signups, up to 40,000 or so beforehand. But it hasn't, it's inconclusive as to whether or not it's been enough of a benefit to justify the cost. So we tend to really just focus on the launch period itself as being the most important thing. But yeah, SEO optimization, you're right. I mean, the Google barely even knows that we exist by the time we've shut down the page.
Yeah, it's kind of, that's quite a big one for us all to get our heads around, that one. I just want to clarify something on the pre-launch, in case anyone's wondering what that is. So I'm assuming that the pre-launch is a period of marketing to get email signups ahead of going live, so you've got more people to email about it?
That's exactly right, yeah. And so typically it'll be something directly related to the bundle. And it'll be a training series, something that somebody would like to learn. There's a series of three or four videos where we teach them that, and then give them the opportunity to purchase the bundle at the end. Typically, we'll see roughly about a 200% or two times the conversion rate on people who sign up for that. But I'm not convinced that's causal. I think that it might have a little bit more to do with the affinity of the folks that have signed up in the first place. And so that's why it's sort of inconclusive for us.
It's kind of the big thing with a pre-launch, isn't it? It's like, how much of that would we have got during launch anyway?
Right.
And maybe we should just focus on doing launch really well rather than worrying too much about pre-launch.
Exactly. Because a pre-launch takes a lot of effort. Mm-hmm. Probably, I mean, not as much as actually putting together the bundle itself, because there's just so many moving pieces, but it's a lot of work, and unless it becomes very, very clear that it's worth it, I think we'll do it again in the future. I think we just need to get better at testing. We want to be able to answer the question, is this helpful or not?
Yeah.
Right? As opposed to just doing it because that's what you do.
Yeah. Okay. So Ryan, what do you think is the most awesome thing about your business right now? Tough question, I know.
Yeah. Personally, the thing that I don't know if this is going to be the answer that you're looking for, but for me, it's that I get to connect so much with my purpose. My personal purpose is so well connected to the work that I do. And not just myself, but the team as well. We've all rallied around this idea of helping our partners to win. In fact, I don't know if you read Four Disciplines of Execution.
No, excellent. I haven't.
Oh, yeah. It's one of my absolute favorites from last year. We've implemented it at Ultimate Bundles. And there's this weekly review process where we identify, in our case, two wildly important goals. One of those is around helping our affiliates succeed. Specifically, it's around EPCs. If your audience would be familiar with that, how do we increase EPCs?
Can you explain EPC?
Absolutely.
That's okay.
So I'm going to backtrack to say that at the beginning of this year, we started with just a generic. Our wig was around helping our affiliates and partners win. And so every week we would identify as a team something that we could do to help make the affiliate experience better. As we refined that, we said, well, the thing that the affiliates, our partners feel like they're winning. I use partners and affiliates interchangeably, by the way. The way that our affiliates and partners win the most is when they get higher EPCs, which is earnings per click. And essentially that just means there's a calculation that says that the amount that they earn divided by the number of clicks that they have. Did I get that math right?
Equals earnings per click. Yeah, and I should say that don't think that's a specific number to affiliates in the world of Ultimate Bundles. If you're using any of the big affiliate networks, every affiliate pretty much only cares about earnings per click because they're deciding whether they're sending that traffic to you or to someone else. And if someone else gives them a better earnings per click, you can guess where the traffic's going.
That's right. So it's really a benefit for them and for us. So we focus very heavily on that. That's a question we ask ourselves every single week as a team. How can we increase our EPCs for our affiliates to help them win? And so to answer your question, what's special about Ultimate Bundles? Because I personally care so much about entrepreneurs and our team really, really cares about our affiliates. I actually think that if we were to compare to other people who have affiliates, we've got a very, very special group of affiliates. And I know that might sound like pandering or something, but I'm actually convinced it's true because they're extremely loyal. When we screw up, and we have on multiple occasions, as you tend to do when you're trying to push mm-hmm. the boundaries, our affiliates are very forgiving and you know, allow us to make it up to them. We feel very lucky to work with them, but our passion is for helping our affiliates to win. And so we get to do that every day. So for me, that's the most special thing, but also, being able to, especially with this startup bundle, share information that I wish I would have had a long time ago in my journey. Some of the things are less connected to that. Like we did a DIY bundle, and I don't care a whole lot about like crafts and stuff personally, but our audience did. But for the startup bundle, it's like, this is information that I wish I would have had 8 years, 9 years ago when I started my journey as an entrepreneur. So it's pretty awesome to be able to connect people to that information, especially at like kind of a silly price of $97, because, you know, anybody who's investing in themselves and their business can come up with, I think you said 60 quid, right? That's what it amounts to. So anyways, that was a roundabout way to answer your question. Sorry.
No, it's a good answer. Right. So everyone listening, I really do recommend you to head over to ecommercemasterplan.com/bundles. One, because I think it's an amazing bundle and you should go and have a serious consideration of purchasing it for yourselves. But also because I think you can learn an awful lot from looking at how Ryan and his team have put that product together, structured it, and focused in on how they've laid out that product page. So it's well worth a look. Even if right now you're going, what is she on about? Go and have a look, ecommercemasterplan.com/bundles. And now it's time to go into the top tips round, which is a section I love because it gives me and our listeners some really quick ideas for taking our businesses to the next level. So Ryan, first up, and you've already given us one of these, but is a book top tip. If everyone listening to this podcast took Friday off to read a book to make their business better, which book would you recommend?
Well, I was thinking this question because you were gracious enough to send me these questions beforehand. And I know I'm supposed to give you one book, but I can't.
That's right. More than one is okay.
Okay. So there's a few books that have really impacted my life. And I would say take a speed reading course so you can read more than one in a Friday. A couple of books by Zig Ziglar, who's part of the bundle, Born to Win and Better Than Good. Born to Win is in the bundle. I had a chance to meet Zig. My dad was a personal friend of his. He's really set my life on a different trajectory. I don't know if your audience would be familiar with him.
I'd say it'd probably be about 50-50.
50-50, okay. Yeah. I mean, he's just such a good person, and I loved his philosophy on life and everything. So anything by Zig, but Born to Win is a fantastic, awesome book, which is in the bundle. Evolved Enterprise by Yannick Silver really changed our business last year. As we started looking at like how to go from being transactional to transformational to transcending, and really being connected to our big why, which I've alluded to a number of times, because it's just kind of become part of who we are. So those two books are good. And obviously anything by Chloe.
Oh, thank you. All of which is in the bundle.
I would like to say I'm actually really, really keen. I've actually put this on my reading list to read Customer Manipulation. And it's interesting because I hope it's okay if I'm honest with you.
Yeah, please. I appreciate honesty always.
I saw the title and I was taken aback because I don't like to manipulate our customers. And then I read your
The Why Manipulation title. Chapter.
Right, subtitle. Yeah. And I was like, I get it. So I was really keen to read it. I thought it was kind of like a shock and awe strategy. Like, wait a minute, I don't want to manipulate my customers. And then there was, I wish I actually had written out the subtitle.
The subtitle is How to Influence Your Customers to Buy More and Why an Ethical Approach Will Always Win.
Right. So you kind of shocked me with the title and then won me over with the subtitle. So I'm super keen to read that. It's actually on my reading list after I finished the book that I was halfway through when I saw that. So super keen to read that as well.
Oh, cool. Well, on the basis that Tom Morquez, who we both know will be listening to this and who is beating me up about the number of reviews I have, when you've read it, could you please put a review on Amazon.com?
Oh, absolutely, I will. Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay, next up then, the traffic top tip. Which marketing method, I think we might know the answer to this one, everybody, do you either prize above all others or think doesn't get the press it deserves?
Marketing method. Oh man.
Is it your affiliates, perchance?
Well, yeah. I mean, it really is the marketing method that we use. And, going back to something that Zig said, I might get this wrong, but it was something like you can have everything in life you want if you will just help other people get what they want. That has been our philosophy behind our marketing method, which is our affiliates. We really try to help them win every time. And it's turned out really well for us just as, I don't want to say coincidence because it was by plan, but also we have an incredible army of people who are willing to market our bundles. The marketing method of getting affiliates, but if you start with just saying, how can I get affiliates? You're not going to have, I don't think, any success. Or not predictable success. You have to start with how can I help this particular group of people win? And if you do that, and you're able to execute on that, getting affiliates is not difficult.
It forever frustrates me when I see people going, oh yeah, we've got to have affiliates. We'll sign up to Trade Doubler or Affiliate Window and then we'll just sit on our asses and wonder why no money comes in. Well, because they're humans. It's like an influencer outreach program or a blogger outreach program or a piece of PR. You've got to build a relationship with them. Otherwise, it's not going to work for you and they're just going to, cannibalize traffic you'd have got anyway.
Exactly. And you have to really care about them.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about like getting the traffic over. You have to really care about them and they have to know you care. And if they know that, they're really happy to send traffic. Obviously, if you don't get them any sales, then that would dry up too. You have to care and get them lots of sales. So that's the number one thing for us.
Oh, cool.
Well
then the tool top tip, which this might be a collaboration tool, a social media plugin, a phone app, or just a way of working. Is there a cool little tool that you use that makes you and your team more efficient from day to day?
I'm a big I spend a lot of time brainstorming, and part of my role is that for looking at strategic plans for the coming quarters and years. So I love Zoom. You and I are actually talking on Skype right now, and I recommend, they're not a sponsor of yours, son.
No.
And I highly recommend checking out Zoom. It's like sort of a next generation of Skype. We love it. We use it for our weekly team meetings, but also it's fantastic for team collaboration. So I use it in combination with an iPad Pro and an Apple Pencil, and I can easily share that with the rest of the team, and we can collaborate together in real time. It's like having a whiteboard in front of them. Oh. And I've tried other tools, but Zoom is just more seamless, easy to use. I can use my iPad as a tablet. I love that. So that'd be the top thing. I love whiteboards, and also just for more disciplined. Like once I want to turn my brainstorms into something a little more official, I'll use OmniGraffle. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but
OmniGraffle. No.
Yeah. It's created by the Omni Group. All of their apps are awesome. But it's only for Mac devices, so Mac OS X and iOS.
Oh, well, I'll be ignoring that one then. So next is the startup top tip, which we do always ask, even though it's very fitting for the bundle. If you met someone this weekend who's thinking of starting an e-commerce business, what would be your first tip for them?
It'd be start with why. Because a lot of people want to start with what. Like they want to start with, I've got this product and I want to sell it. Or I want to create this product. And I see this all the time. I'm sure you see it, where people just want to get into the game and they just want to sell stuff. But I think the world, especially the internet, is becoming a more sophisticated place, and people can tell when something is coming from your heart or if it's just coming from trying to sell them stuff. So starting with why is the most important thing. And also when you do that, you're really living from your meaning, and people can smell it. So I know that's a bit philosophical. Maybe you want something more practical.
No, philosophical is good. And it's interesting because this year we've had interviews that have been heavily about that very thing of losing track of your why, coming back to it and finding success with a tiny in comparison business called Regal Gentlemen, who I think are about 2 years old now. And they had a kind of an aha moment early this year and came back to their roots. And it's done them so good. Now they've got their mission statement right there on the website and all the rest of it. And the other one was Tesco.com, fifth largest retailer in the world, who are currently going through a rebranding because they lost track of their why. So a hugely valuable startup top tip then. And Masterplan World, you can find the top tips and links to everything else we've been chatting about in today's episode by heading over to ecommercemasterplan.com/bonus7. And Ryan, before we say goodbye, could you let the listeners know where they can find you and your business on the web and social media, please?
Absolutely. So the best place to find us is going to be at ultimate-bundles.com. In between bundles. That's where you can find out about upcoming bundles and kind of who we are and who we work with. But also during the event itself, and you're going to have this on your page, right?
Yes.
For this episode? Is that where they're going to?
They'll get it on the episode page. It's kind of evergreen. So you can go to ecommercemasterplan.com/bonus7 and you'll get all the usual stuff we put in the show notes, plus a really clear link through to get your copy of the startup bundle. But we're also, if you want to go direct to that and you're just in a speed mode, then ecommercemasterplan.com/bundle is the fastest way to get to the startup bundle.
Perfect.
So I'll add links to all of that and everything else we talked about in the show notes, which is the /bonus7 page, or you can go to the website, click on the podcast tab, or use the search box. Ryan, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today and giving us a really interesting insight into a totally different type of e-commerce.
Chloe, thanks for having me. I loved it. Had a great time.
Oh, how cool was that? Exploring such a different type of e-commerce and something which... obviously, we can all learn a lot from what he's saying about looking after our affiliates and focusing, but there's kind of and focusing on getting our product pages right. But I think there's a bigger piece around, can you, do focused effort at specific times of the year to really take things up a level rather than doing focus every single day? You know, is there events you could tie things in around? We've all seen the impact of Prime Day or the impact of Black Friday, but it doesn't necessarily have to be around a kind of a crazy offer. although saying that the startup bundle is a crazy offer in and of itself, but it's not a discount off the normal selling price. It's just the normal selling price is the $97. And I think the other thing there about, you know, really focusing in on your why and doing the right thing for you. And then finally, the other big thing for me was around how they've really just focused on one marketing method. In this case, the partners, the affiliates, and just everything in their business is about making that single marketing method work as well as possible. I think that's something all of us could do when we get kind of distracted by all these bright, shiny objects of different ideas, just to really pull it back to the one we should be focusing on and really get that right could give us all a much bigger business. So just to remind you, make sure you don't miss out on the Ultimate Startup Bundle, as it is only available until Monday, August the 8th. There's over 50 great business books even, some great software and some courses in there, because I've had access for a while now and it's really good. It's all designed to help you launch and grow your business. I'm using it. And obviously I have already launched some years ago now, but it's great for growth too. All of it's available for just $97, which is about 60 quid in UK money. About 90 something in euros. And you can find out more and the link to buy the bundle at ecommercemasterplan.com/bundle. Have a great week, everybody, and keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Master Plan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com.